This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Biden administration is moving ahead with a $1 billion arms package for Israel, even as the administration recently halted a planned shipment of 2,000-pound bombs, fearing they might be used in densely populated areas. The U.S. continues to call on Israel to exercise restraint as it increases attacks against Hamas in Gaza. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Israel says the operation is designed to destroy the remaining Hamas units, but the U.S. is concerned about the humanitarian toll in such an operation. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been told to relocate, but U.S. officials are frustrated. They have not received a detailed plan to house and feed them. Aid groups there say not enough food and medical supplies are getting in, and people are increasingly desperate.
NPR's Tom Bowman, the latest shipment includes ammunition and armored vehicles. The Biden administration, meanwhile, says it could halt further shipments if Israel pursues a full-scale ground invasion of Rafah. Senator Ben Cardin and more than a dozen Foreign Affairs Committee chairs across Europe slammed the Georgian parliament for passing a controversial law they say undermines democracy. NPR's Frank Langford has more from Washington.
The law would require non-governmental organizations and media companies that receive more than 20% of their funding from international sources to register as pursuing the interests of a foreign power. Supporters say the law will help curb foreign influence on Georgia politics, but critics say it's modeled on a Russian law that the Kremlin has used to crack down on journalists and human rights groups. Cardin and the European Committee chairs called the law, quote, a direct assault on civil society and independent media, elements fundamental to any democracy. The law, which has sparked protests, is widely seen as a tug of war over Georgia between Russia and the West, and could make it harder for Georgia to join the European Union. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
The Commerce Department reports today retail sales were essentially unchanged in April, coming in well below economists' expectations. The week number for the last month followed major upward revisions for the previous 2 months. U.S. stocks, meanwhile, rallied to record highs after new government reports showed inflation cooling last month. NPR's Rafael Nam has more.
Inflation remains one of the biggest challenges for the U.S. economy, so investors were encouraged by data showing inflation easing to 3.4% in April from a year ago. That was a smaller annual increase than in the previous month. Investors are now hoping more signs of easing inflation could allow the Federal Reserve to start cutting interest rates. After all, lower rates could contribute to pushing down the cost of mortgages or car loans. All three major indexes, including the Dow Jones, ended at record highs. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Looking at the numbers, the Dow jumped 349 points to 39,908. The Nasdaq shot up 231 points. This is NPR. After continued annual rises, some good news in terms of drug overdose deaths in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta announcing today fatal overdoses in the U.S. fell last year. The agency says about 107,500 people died of overdoses in the U.S. That was a drop of about 3% from 2022. Experts say it's still too soon to know what spurred the decline, but it's the first time since 2018 there's been a decline in overdose deaths in the U.S. In Houston, the city is marking the passing of its own civil rights icon who died this week. As Tom Perlman from Houston Public Radio reports, Reverend William Lawson is being remembered for his work both with national civil rights leaders and at home.
Reverend William Lawson was invited by Dr. Martin Luther King to go to Atlanta and continue his work for civil rights on the national level. But Lawson chose to stay in Houston and finish the work in desegregating and advancing civil rights there. Current Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church leader, Reverend Marcus Cosby, fondly remembered Reverend Lawson during a special service on Wednesday.
He made sure that the students that he worked with at Texas Southern University would have the opportunity to march for, to protest for, to sit in for the rights that were created in them by God who instilled those rights in all of our lives.
Lawson, known as Houston's pastor, founded Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church in 1962. Lawson died Tuesday at the age of 95. For NPR News, I'm Tom Perumian in Houston.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up nearly 1% to settle at $78.63 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card,
Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.